Now, today is Indigenous Literacy Day. It's a national day to celebrate Indigenous culture, stories, language and literacy. A little bit later on this morning at the Opera House, the Great Book Swap was going to be happening, and over 300 schools, libraries, book clubs and workplaces across the country will be holding their own book swaps to raise vital funds for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, who are working to close the Indigenous literacy gap in remote Australia. Author and Indigenous Literacy Foundation Ambassador Alison Lester will be launching a series of 9 children's books written in Creole, and she joins us on the line now. Alison, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Hi, Tess.
So only 35% of Indigenous Year 5 kids in the remote Northern Territory meet minimum standards for reading and writing compared to 90% of non-Indigenous students living in major cities. They're absolutely bonkers statistics. How do we go about trying to close this gap?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess a lot of people have been trying to do it for a long time. And the thing that seems to be working best now is that all the non-government agencies are essentially doing a better job than any of the government agencies. And the ILF is one of them. They're doing a fabulous job getting books out to communities. And, yeah, well, do you want me to keep talking about what they do?
Yeah. If you could, you could tell us a little bit more.
Well, they're a fabulous organisation. I think this is the 12th Indigenous Literacy Day, so it's been going for a while. And it was started by Susie Wilson, who runs Riverbend Books in Brisbane. And it's supported by the Australian book industry. But the ILF really has three different ways of operating. First of all, they take a lot of appropriate books out to community. I think last year they probably gifted more than a quarter of a million books to 250 communities. They have a lovely program called Book Buzz. Well, they'll take a book like The Very Hungry Caterpillar and print it in the language of those people, so they can read, little ones can learn to read in their own language. And then the thing that I'm most involved in is going out to communities and helping them turn their own stories into books, and often they're printed in language as well. So, yeah, it's a fabulous program.
And you've mentioned a couple of examples, but as well, some of the books you'll be launching later on this morning are written and illustrated by Binjari women in their first language of Creole. How important to early literacy development is it to have books for Indigenous children in their first language?
Well, I don't know what the research is, but it seems to everyone that I talk to who's involved that it's an absolute no-brainer. That if you're a little kid and you're learning to read and you don't know English at all, it's extra hard to learn in English, whereas if you can learn in your language, it seems to make it a lot more accessible.
And one of the books as well that I heard about being launched later today, it's called Molly the Pig, features an Aussie legend, a Weet-Bix-devouring pig. How popular has Molly been amongst Indigenous children?
Well, I don't know. I think the book's only just out, but I think it's going to be an absolute winner. It's very, very funny, great illustrations, and the Creole is really, like, when you read it and you read the translation, it's often quite intuitive. Like, this little pig eats the wheat bigs and gets bigger and bigger. So there's a couple of pages that say, and she grew, and she grew, and she grew. And the Creole for and she grew was and him grow. So you can you can kind of get how it works.
And do you have, I know it's a big question, but do you have a favourite book that you're going to be launching on a bit later?
I think Molly would have to be it. It's absolutely wonderful. And I think they showed a really beautiful little animation of it last night. And I think if anyone wants to go to ilf.org.au/languages, you can see that and hear it in Creole.
We'll get the link up on the podcast a little bit later on. But I also read the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. You've got a new fundraiser this year called Fill a Bookshelf. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a great idea, isn't it? I think you go to that same site, to ilf.org, and there you can buy a book to put in the bookshelf, like, you know, and that money goes to actually buying a book to send out to a community. So it's just another way of supporting, the ILF getting books out into communities and homes where kids and adults can use them.
And just before I do let you go, Alison, you've been an Indigenous Literacy Foundation ambassador since 2013. You spend part of every year travelling to schools in remote areas. Why is this cause so important?
Well, it's just so sad to see a lot of kids who, I always work with really little kids, and the kids I work with wherever they are, but in remote communities too, they're just jumping out of their skins, and their potential is anything, you know. But if they can't learn to read, it's very hard to have, you know, a kind of a fulfilling life and a fulfilled life and to be part of the world. So it's really, really important that people learn to read.
Oh, Alison, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tess.
That was author and Indigenous Literacy Foundation Ambassador Alison Lester chatting with us this morning about the importance of closing the Indigenous literacy gap in remote Australia. Today is Indigenous Literacy Day. And as I mentioned, we'll get all the links she mentioned up in the podcast. You can find those at 2SER.com.